be as clay to the potter, may I be to thee. You may have to break down resistance at times, but Lord, don't stop molding and shaping my life. Shape me, dear Father, please make me like you. Mold me completely so I can be true. And if you have to break me, may I understand you're still loving and holding my life in your hands. It would be such disservice, results would be nil, if clay rejects potter and it seeks its own will. It could only be cast out to the old potter's field. Please don't cast me out, Master. Put me back on your wheel.
What a broadcast we're going to have today. Our subject is cremation, a heathen practice. Cremation, a heathen practice. Now, there's going to be a lot of questions, I pray, I hope. There may be controversy. I wouldn't doubt that. It's a controversial subject, but it's a clear subject. There's no ifs and there's no ands. When you go to the Bible makes the final decision. Unless we allow the Bible to make the final decision, how in the world are we going to ever know what truth is? Truth is simple. Here's the book. This is called Open Bible Dialogue. The Word of God, plain and simple, straight as an arrow. How could it be any different? I don't want it to be any different. I just believe the Word of God. Now, cremation is coming upon America like a storm. How have we gone this far, this fast? I have an article. We're going to give it to you today if you desire it. And in it, I go back and do some, you know, some checking on facts and figures of the past. And in the past, cremation was almost unheard of. Between 1876 in 1884, that's 8 years, there was 28 recorded cremations in the U.S. During the 1960s and 70s, changes began to take place, and it began to have just a little impact, and a few people would do cremations. But now, I understand over a fourth. Now, that figure, I don't know exact. I'm looking at what I saw on the internet. About a fourth or more. And maybe by now it's even worse. I do not know. But I can tell you that cremation is a heathen practice. What are the roots of cremation? Reincarnation. Do you understand the doctrine of reincarnation? Hinduism, Eastern mysticism, that we as a person go from one form to another. Our person, our spirit, moves from a human body, if we've done good, on an upward scale, to animals if we're on a lower scale, reincarnation. So, according to the Encyclopedia Britannica, this is the roots of cremation. And so the people who were cremated in the heathen world needed to be free immediately from this body. So to burn the body was to free the spirit, and it can move on to its next level of reincarnation. Well, the whole idea is paganistic to the core. I mean, absolutely paganistic. Nowhere in the Bible were saints of God burned. Wicked people could be judged and burned, but it was against God's divine ordinance for saintly people. I got a story in the Bible. This is a wonderful beginning for this great subject today and this great discussion. And it's in the book of 2 Kings. Let me read it to you. And Elisha, you remember the story of Elijah and Elisha. Elijah, of course, a great prophet of God. Elisha was another great prophet of God who followed in the footsteps of Elijah. And Elisha died, and they buried him. And the bands of the Moabites invaded the land at the coming of the next year. And it came to pass, as they were burying a man, and behold, they spied a band of men, soldiers, and they cast the man that they were going to bury into the sepulcher of Elisha. And when the man was let down and touched the bones of Elisha, he revived and stood up on his feet. The bones of Elisha were so filled with the Holy Ghost that a dead man laid on top of him in the tomb, in the sepulcher, revived and stood up on his feet, was resurrected just by touching the bones of Elijah. Now, I have often preached at funerals that the bones of godly men and women are filled with the Holy Ghost. And that Bible, of course, proves that beyond measure. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, and you're not your own. You're bought with a price. Bought with a price. Your body is the temple of God, the temple of the Spirit. Jesus plainly taught us, the Bible plainly teaches us, death, burial, and then a resurrection. Death, burial, and then a resurrection. Abraham, of course, buried his wife Sarah. Abraham was very committed, making sure that he was buried properly. It was a teaching in the Bible, and there's plenty of it in this article. I mean, this article is really good. I did the research and did the writing. And it really is worth your interest. So you ought to call, and it will be given to you free, postpaid. We'll send it to everybody that asks for it. The name of it, Cremation, a Heathen Practice. Now, here's my take. I believe if you are a born-again Christian, and the Holy Spirit dwells in you and lives in you, and you even consider cremation, you would immediately be convicted. You would immediately know by the Spirit in you that that's not the practice of the believer. Our body is sacred. It is a temple of God. It was created in the image of God, in the very image of God. To take it and burn it, it just strikes me as so off the wall, as so horrible. I mean, I would never think of such a thing ever becoming a part of America. But we live in the post-Christian era when people are turning from everything that's like God to everything that's unlike God. And so many people, many children, mom and daddy dies, they don't want that money that they're going to inherit to go for a funeral, $10,000-$12,000 for the funeral. And so they'll opt to spend a few hundred and have them cremated. Isn't that something? Can you imagine a son or a daughter stooping to that level for mama and daddy? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine a husband stooping to that level for his beloved wife, or a wife for her beloved husband? Well, it's a big subject, and I'm strong. I can tell you I'm strong, and that's okay. I'm strong because I'm a man of this Bible. I'm a man of the Holy Book. I'm not going in any other direction. Now, welcome to Open Bible Dialogue, and welcome to the telecasting, Open Bible Telecast, Open Bible Dialogue, Open Bible Telecast. We're heard all over the world, many heathen countries, that it is their style to be cremated. And now they hear this, they will opt, if they know Christ, they will opt for the other way. I promise you. I promise you, it's never been a practice of the church prior to the last, 40 years. 40 to 50 years, it's become a practice of the church. I know of no record. I find no evidence it was ever a practice of the church prior. It is absolutely not a practice of the Bible. And so you can ask any question you want to ask, and I'll do my best to answer it. And if you get a little angry with me, I'll take the scorn and be kind back to you. Because we are in this, you know, because we're in it for our life. We're in it for the good of God. We're in it for the good of the kingdom. We're in it for the praise of the kingdom. Now, let me open the lines. Our number to call, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Our local number, 704-391-0588. 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. All right, grab your phones, grab your mouse. Let me hear from you. Let's have a ton of questions. And let's have a ton of people who will, I hope, want this article, and you'll get it around to your pastors and get it to people. And if you're in a church, I know of no Bible-believing church that even for a moment, would be involved in cremation. I know of none. Now, you may know of one, and you call and we'll talk about it. If you disagree, I please want you to call. I want you to give me your take and let me share with you what the Bible says. Whatever you feel, I want to hear from you. I really do. Now email me, jrc@paulcreek.org. Let's have a ton of questions. Let's do our best to help you. Now, along with this is the matter of martial arts. You see, we're dealing with heathenism moving in upon America like a storm. And martial arts is absolutely nothing but heathenism. Any couple, any person, I should say, said person, not couple. Any person that gets involved in martial arts, you watch their life. And I'll guarantee you there's going to be a backward turn. If they are a devoted church person, it won't be long. If they're devoted to their wife or husband, it won't be long. The only cases I know, it destroyed the marriages. It destroyed the people. It done great damage. That's the only cases I know. Now, you may know of some optional cases, and you're delighted. I'm delighted for you to tell me about it. I'll take a little moment with every person that calls. I do want to hear from you. Now, let me send you. I'm going to give you also an article today on exposing martial arts. I'm just going to give that to you because if the Lord willing, and I believe he's led me that way, next Saturday, I'm going to deal with martial arts. Now, I'm going to have to do a lot of digging this week. That's why I can't say much about it this week because I know little except every bit of the research I have done shows nothing but a very dark world. I believe when you're involved in cremation, a spirit is involved in that and that a spirit of evil will come upon those that promote and those who get involved in such a thing. I believe that's also true of the martial arts. I don't think you can be involved in that very violent kind of action and not be under the power of a spirit. In fact, everything I'm reading proves that beyond question. Proves it. If you don't believe it, you go on the internet and you start studying the different side. Study the positive side and study the negative side. Put in the martial arts and evil, martial arts and spirits. You know, some of those kind of things. And you're going to find more articles you can read, I'm telling you right now. And there's strong feelings in any Bible-believing church against cremation. Strong feelings of any idea of cremation among Bible-believing people. All right, I want to hear from you. I want your emails. I see they're already coming in. I want your calls. Our ladies are standing by, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588. Grab your phone. Grab your mouse. Let's hear from you. Let's talk together. I'm Pastor Chambers. Hey, our sermons now every week go on the internet on Monday and Tuesday. Sunday morning, probably Monday usually, Sunday night, Tuesday on the internet. All you've got to do is go to the front page of paulcreek.org, Paul Creek, PAWCREEK.org. Look over on the right. You'll see the icon for the radio program, Open Bible Dialogue, telecast either. And then you'll see another icon under it with your friend, yours truly. Standing in the pulpit. You click on that and it will go to a page, a whole section of sermons. And you can just go down and choose. The name of the sermon is there, the time it was preached, the day it was preached. You can go right there and you can hear my preaching. I'm telling you, I preach the word. I preach like a man on fire. Abraham Lincoln said he wanted to hear a man preach like his coattail was on fire. Well, it takes a lot of energy to preach like I preach, but I do it with all my heart. And I promise you, you're not likely to go to sleep. I'll do my best to give you the word that will change your life. And tomorrow, I have got a special sermon tomorrow on heathen practices, heathen doctrines, and spirits that must be cast out. Heathen practices and heathen doctrines and spirits that must be cast out. A lot of you are into the doctrine of Jesus only. No, that's, well, that is a bad doctrine. But Jesus, the born again Jesus is what I really meant to say. The born again Jesus. That doctrine, my wife is here. She's not well today, but she came anyway. Oh, she's my sweetheart. She is my sweetheart. People tell me she's really been good for me. I tell people I've been good for her. The truth is that she's been good for me. You already knew that, didn't you? Praise the Lord. Well, let me take a line here. Well, I want to hear from you. You are very important to us, and we're here to be a blessing to you, and you are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, I was just calling for Mr. Creek with a question about martial arts.
Okay.
Am I on the air? I'm not sure. I can't tell.
You are on the air.
Oh, excellent. I'm on the air. I was just curious if y'all could talk more about the heathen spirit that influenced the martial arts. And are there some martial arts that are acceptable to Christian Bible-believing people and some that aren't, like boxing and wrestling versus, Muay Thai or Kung Fu?
Well, I can tell you that all martial arts have a spirit connected with them. They come directly out of pagan religions. They come directly out of the heathen world. Everything I see about them suggests. Now, you know, the church world is in a very, very precarious position. The church world is adopting anything the world comes up with because they aren't winning people to Christ. Most of them aren't even preaching the glorious gospel. And so their churches are often very scarce. And so they'll do anything they can to get that man or woman out there that's in the world. They'll get into the Alcoholic Anonymous. They'll get into the 10-step programs. They'll get into anything psychological, sociological, to try to draw people into the church. That's not how God's church operates. God's church preaches the gospel, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, wins men to Christ. Now, if there's anything you can tell me, I'll try to explain it to you. I must admit, I don't know it all. I'm going to know a lot more by next Saturday. Any further?
Hello?
I'm here. Any further question?
Yes, sir. Well, I was just, you said that the martial arts were influenced by other religions, but...
It totally comes out of other religions.
What about boxing?
I cannot answer for boxing. I'm not involved in that either. I'm not involved in anything like that.
The martial art, though, it comes from England, and it was invented by Christians.
No. Martial arts was not invented by Christians, sir. You better go read and do some study. Martial arts, every bit of it comes out of heathen religions. Absolutely.
Boxing is a martial art, right?
I cannot answer that. It is not called a martial arts, but art. I'm sorry, but I'm not supporting boxing. You may be, but I'm not. I'm just talking about martial arts, and it's better not to try to mix these up. Understand martial arts and the things that go into them is pagan.
So you're only talking about Eastern martial arts.
I'm talking about martial arts. All of it is Eastern. It may have an American flavor put on it, but it's still Eastern religion.
Uh-huh. What about wrestling?
Sir, you are trying your best to take the emphasis off of martial arts. I'm not going to let you. We're talking about martial arts. I'm not into wrestling either. But I'm telling you, martial arts is what we're talking about. So don't bring other things in and try to compare them. Comparing things that are wrong is no better than you know, anything else, you know.
What about Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu? That was started by a gospel-oriented Baptist family out of Brazil.
Well, that don't make it anything better because somebody who claimed to be Christian started it. A Christian started the born-again Jesus that I mentioned a while ago. But that's a terrible doctrine.
Yeah, the people who started Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu are born-again Christians.
Well, I don't know that, and you don't know that. You may have that as...
No, I actually know some of them personally.
But it does not make it right because, I mean, what if you came up with a cigarette called Holy Smoke? Would that make it better?
it doesn't sound to me like you know anything about martial arts at all.
Well, you know, I don't know a lot. I've got a powerful article here that sure is powerful. I'm in the study, and as I announced earlier, I'm not here today to make a big to-do out of martial arts. I'll be ready for that next Saturday. And so you make sure you're listening, and I might tell you some things that'll help you.
Could you tell me more about the spirits that are involved in Eastern martial arts?
You know, I've got a list of them. Spirits like Kundalini, and I will name them next Saturday.
Okay.
Okay, don't make sure you're listening next Saturday now, okay? Hey, give us a call, 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588. Now, there is a really big push in the martial arts. There are people who are caught up in that. It has possessed them. They become completely ingrained with it. That shows you there's a spirit behind it, because it possesses the people, and they become so sold on it. And the ones I've known left many times their families tore apart. The homes are torn apart. Their lives are in a mess. You'll find that to be true. Now, you may can tell me some people that didn't happen to. I'm sure there's some that, have been able to at least look like they're swinging between the two. Let me tell you, it's really dangerous to try to live the Christian life and to try to live a different life at the same time. That kind of a mixture is very dangerous. Hey, call us quickly. Want to hear from you. Let's go to the internet here. Got some questions coming in. Here's one about yoga. There's been some churches who have yoga classes where the emphasis is on meditating the Bible verses and listening to praise music. What do you think? I think anytime you mix that which is wrong with that which is right, you're playing with fire. Anytime you mix that which is wrong with that which is right, you're playing with fire. Why would you need yoga to learn the Bible and to sing praise songs? What could yoga do to enhance the study of the Bible and the singing of songs and praise and adoration to God? And how do you involve yourself in a yoga exercise, which is the work of spirits, while at the same time you're trying to deal with the Holy Spirit and worship God? See, that's the really big thing. That's the really sad thing about the church bringing all of this into their very midst. Now, let's see here. I think there's some other. Here's another question. Why would martial arts be any different from football? What about Carolina Panthers fans who skip church to tailgate and go to the game, but who don't have time for God? Well, there isn't a lot of difference, to be perfectly honest with you. I said to a dear man this week at a funeral, him and his wife, they said they went to church at the racetrack church. Racetrack church. I presume there's a little place there. They get together and they have a few minutes of prayer and scripture before they go out and defile the Lord's day by racing and maybe killing somebody and all the stuff that goes into it. I'm not for that. I don't go to racetracks. I would not dare be seen at a racetrack. But that's not what I'm talking about. And we really ought not get that mixed up with this. I'm asking you, let's talk about martial arts and not mix it with 1,000 other things out there that may seem to be similar, but really aren't. When you talk about martial arts, you're talking about a false religion. You're talking about heathenism. You're talking about heathen practices. You're talking about extreme violence. I mean extreme violence. Why would you want to teach your children, say, to learn how to break the bones of somebody else with their feet or with their fist or whatever? Why would you want to be involved in that kind of a life? We belong to Christ. We've been saved by the blood. We are new creatures. So that's very, very important. But I'm telling you, I do not believe in taking the Lord's day and using it for anything. Period. Anything. It's the Lord's day, and it will always be His day. And I promise you, I'm going to live by it. Now, Jude 1:9. Was the devil trying to steal Moses' body to cremate it? Hey, that's a good question. I don't have an answer. But in the book of Jude, you have the story of the devil arguing with the Lord about the body of Moses. Now, that brings a good question to mind, because the Bible says that God buried Moses. God buried Moses, and nobody knows where his sepulcher is. How about that? God buried Moses? God didn't burn him? Well, God don't cremate. And God doesn't teach cremating, and nowhere in the Bible does it ever suggest cremating. And no saint of God in the Bible was ever seen cremating. Jesus was not cremated, by the way. He was buried and resurrected. And the Bible said, let the mind of Christ be in you. So if the mind of Christ is in you, you would be headed for a grave, not for a crematorium, okay? Very, very important. Now, let's hear some calls. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, 704-391-0588, 1-800-338-7884. Okay, I'm trying to get all the questions here. Bible says we are dust to dust. If you don't like cremation, what about Christians who died in fire or lost at sea? Anybody that accidentally died in fire or lost at sea will be resurrected. God has the DNA of every living person. God has the DNA. It was God who gave to every creature, every human being, the DNA. So you don't have to worry about God. He'll have no trouble. But because somebody who was burned accidentally or on purpose in anger, because they are burned in fire, doesn't make burning in fire right, see? You don't use an accident to correct or to condone a non-accident. You don't use somebody being, you know, getting in an accident and burning up in a car. You don't use that to try to justify purposely and intentionally promoting cremation. Okay? I think anybody would know that. That seems like a normal understanding. Okay? Give us a call. 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. I'm looking for your question. I really am. I don't want anybody's question to be missed. Every question is important to me. Everything you say is important. Every question you ask. And by the way, dust to dust, not cinders to cinders. Notice that. The Bible doesn't say cinders to cinders. It says dust to dust. There's no dust left when a person is cremated. There is no dust left when a person is cremated. And scientists say that cremation destroys the DNA. That is the DNA within the body. It doesn't destroy what God has, but it certainly destroys what is in the body. 1-800-338-7884, 704-391-0588, okay? 704-391-0588. Death, burial, and the resurrection. Death, burial, and the resurrection. Yes, that's very clear. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. As we are born the image of the earthly, or the earthy, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. I mean, we're going to be resurrected, friend. Our body is coming up out of the grave. Did you know that? The Bible makes that plain. Our body is coming up out of the grave. Are there exceptions to that? Like somebody who died at sea? Or somebody accidentally burned? Of course there are. That doesn't change the premise of the truth. The premise of the real. The premise of the biblical. The Bible makes it plain that we are to be buried. And if we are saints of God, we will be resurrected. Resurrect. Now, you can't resurrect a person that was burned. They would have to be recreated. And the Bible says nothing at all about recreating the dead. Doesn't say he can't. For those accidentally burned, of course he can. But, we don't justify some error by some accident. Okay, that's very, very important. I don't understand why we go in that direction with our questions. That seems to be that we don't just take facts on facts and truth on truth. We tend to move around and get a little careless with it. Now, right quickly, let's have some questions. What is your question? What is your question? I can give you so much. I love this article that I have because in it I quoted a man by the name of Malgo who was a midnight call before he passed on to be with the Lord. And he wrote a book, The Fatal Path of Cremation. The Fatal Path of Cremation. That quote, or a large quote from that article, is in my article. And you will love that quote. It really is very, very powerful. It really is very, very powerful. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Yes, I've been listening to you about cremation. I don't like it either, but I know some people that want to be that are Christian. Can a Christian be resurrected if he is cremated?
Well, you know, I would not even for a moment try to answer that. What God does with every person will be God's doing. But listen, why would a Christian even consider cremation? Is it that they're ignorant of the Bible? Is it they've never learned about the burial and the death and burial and resurrection of Jesus Christ? Is it that they've never learned about somebody like Elisha, whose body was full of the Holy Ghost in the grave? Have they never saw where every time in the Bible the saints of God were buried? Has nobody been preaching them the truth? How could they be born again and not understand this imperative truth? Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. How would you want to burn that? Can you answer?
Sometimes it's economics, I think.
Well, but we would never allow economics to determine a decision as imperative as this, would we? I mean, I would borrow the money. I would sell my automobile. There's a lot of things I would do to bury my wife properly, to bury anyone in my family properly. And I would never. Has America become so stingy and so selfish that we would refuse to spend the necessary money to bury the dead? Good question, huh?
Thank you.
I thank you, sir. You do understand that a person who is saved, are you still there? Listen, are you still there, my friend? All right, if you're not, listen to me, my dear friends. Listen to me, but very importantly, when you are saved, you receive the Spirit of Christ. No person can be saved who doesn't have the Spirit of Christ. The Spirit of Christ takes up possession in their life, in their body, in their temple. And the Spirit of Christ then teaches us. It leads us. It guides us. It shows us the truth. It inspires the Bible to us. It inspires sermons on Sunday morning and Sunday evening or Wednesday night Bible study. The Holy Spirit in us guides us into all truth, the Bible says. Now, if a person claims to be born again and they have no sense of the truth, I would suggest they probably have never been born again. I think there are multitudes out there who claim to be Christians who've never been born again. And I think that's what we've got here. I think we've got a church full of people all over the world, at least I'm saying 90% of the church world, never been born again. So there is no Holy Spirit within. There is no great leadership of God in their life. The Spirit of truth guides us into all truth, the Bible says. All truth. That's a statement in the Bible. That the Holy Spirit comes to guide us into all truth. And everything that Jesus is in us and to us is wrought in us and to us by the Holy Spirit. Boy, that's powerful stuff. I'm giving you scripture that is just so overwhelming. It's overwhelming to me, and I hope it will be to you. Let me take you over to the book of Romans chapter 12, a marvelous text for today. Romans chapter 12, and let me read to you. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Reasonable to present your body a living sacrifice to God. And be not conformed to this world. Be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind. Renewing of your mind. That's what the Holy Spirit does when you're born again. Renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I would challenge you, my dear brother who just called, go to your friends and ask them to take the Bible. Let me send you this article. If you have not asked for it, the ladies are standing by. Take your call right now. Call right now, quickly, 1-800-338-7884. If you are so smart that you will not at least read this article before you decide, then you're too smart for your own good. Read something that gives you Bible verse after Bible verse, that gives you scientific proof after scientific proof, even quoting from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, I want to read that quote from the Encyclopedia Britannica. Very, very important. I've got to find it here. Very important that you understand. I'm not just trying to bring you my opinion. Listen, the Encyclopedia Britannica reported, the pagan Scandinavians favored cremation, believing that it helped free the spirit from the flesh and also that it kept the dead from harming the living. These pagan practices paralleled the Greeks and Romans' epic cremation. Now, that's encyclopedia. You say that's not the new encyclopedia, and you're right. That encyclopedia is the 15th edition. I must have bought my copy about 12 years ago, so maybe that's 12 or 14 years old, and maybe they say something different now, but they called it paganism. They called it paganism because it was so unacceptable in the church world. It still is unacceptable in the Bible-believing church world. And again, I beg of my friend who just called, order this, make copies. If you need me to give you two or three copies, I will do that. So that you can take it to them, let them read it, and then let them pray about it. Tell them to get on their knees in their private place of prayer and give themselves afresh to Christ and ask Jesus Christ to show them the right way. If you ask Jesus to show you the right way, I'm telling you, he's going to show you the right way. He is going to show you the right way. Hey, 1-800-338-7884. I'm looking for additional emails here, and I'm not seeing any. Where are my email friends? Do you not know what to ask? Do you not? I'm not going to identify you. You don't have to be worried about me. I'm just here to be a blessing to you. I'm here to be a blessing to you. Let me see if there's any here that might be on the junk mail. Don't see any. Don't want to miss anybody. Very important to me that I answer everybody's question. Oh, boy, at the junk mail today. I didn't know I had that much. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And if yours get in the junk mail, it will not be because I meant for it to. I can't go through all of them and find out. So I go back. Send me your email. Call 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. Hey, I like that quote from the Britannica Encyclopedia. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? The secular world has come a long piece in these years. And you go back and you find what a picture. And if a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness that they shall be burnt with fire. This is wicked people. If a man take a wife and her mother, it is wickedness. They shall be burnt with fire. The only places in the Bible that people are burnt with fire is because of wickedness. Absolutely because of wickedness. Very, very important. Very, very important. Thus saith the Lord, for three transgressions of Moab and for four, I will not turn away the punishment thereof because he burned the bones of the king of Edom into lime. But I will send a fire upon Moab. God judges Moab because Moab burnt the king of Edom with fire into lime. And then God judged him for it. Now, that gives you quite a picture of the wrong of burning somebody with fire. It really does. Now, you know, I'm waiting for your questions. I'll answer anything you ask if I can. Let me read to you Genesis 15:15. And thou shalt go to thy father in peace, God said to Abraham. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. God said to Abraham, thou shalt go to thy father in peace. Thou shalt be buried in a good old age. And then God buried Moses. And after this, Abraham buried Sarah, his wife, in the caves of the field of Mishpelah, before Mamre. The same in Hebrew, in the land of Canaan. And then God himself burned Moses. Buried Moses. So Moses, the servant of the Lord, died there in the land of Moab, according to the word of the Lord. And God buried him in a valley in the land of Moab, even over against Beth-Porah. But no man knoweth of his sepulchre unto this day. Well, the Bible's pretty plain, isn't it? How many would agree the Bible's pretty plain? Hey, let's have some calls here that agree with me. Somebody out there that agrees with me. Nobody has really disagreed except the young man on the martial arts idea. Oh, paganism is taking over America. Are you aware of that? Paganism is coming like a storm. Paganism is breaking up on our nation in incredible powers. Now, I want to give you these two articles, 1-800-338-7884. The ladies are standing by, and they're not here to waste their time. They're here to take your call and send you these articles. So grab your phone right now. Quickly, 1-800-338-7884. Don't wait till the end when the phones will ring off. 1-800-338-7884. And then, of course, the local number, 704-391-0588. Email jrc@paulcreek.org. jrc@paulcreek.org. Now, we're talking about what's happening in America. What's taking place in our nation? Are we becoming so loaded with evil spirits until everything wicked goes? Until we can bring the whole Eastern culture, the whole Eastern world, the whole Eastern paganism and heathenism, we can bring it into our nation and immerge it, I should say submerge it within our churches. Until the churches begin to use the same practices of the world just as a way of drawing people into the church. Does the end justify the means? Is that what we're saying? Is it okay to win people to the church any old way that we possibly can? Does the end justify the means? Are we so deluding the church until there's no power and there's no anointing? Everybody is telling me. I have met one person after the other the last days who tell me they are so sick of their dead church. They're so sick of their dead church. I've had businessmen in this city asking me the time of our services because they're sick of dead churches. Churches that no longer preach an old-fashioned word, old-fashioned gospel. Most preachers wouldn't dare get in their pulpit and preach against the heathen action or the heathen idea of paganism. They will bring the martial arts right into their classroom. If you go into a church that's got martial arts, I'll guarantee you there's spirits floating around that church that are from the devil. From the devil. I'm preaching tomorrow about evil practices, evil actions, evil doctrines, and then we're going to pray for people to be delivered. We're going to have a prayer for deliverance. I'm going to have a prayer like that before this program is over. For anybody out there, you're caught up in the martial arts, you're caught up in the other pagan ideas, other dark doctrines, like the doctrine of the born-again Jesus. I mean, if you're caught up in those doctrines, I will help you. Those are spirits behind those doctrines, and they will capture you until you can't get loose, until the spirit is broken. The spirit has to be broken. Let's take a call here. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
Hi, Pastor. I believe you. I'm a Christian, and I understand what you're saying now. 5 years ago, my mom passed, and we cremated her. But I ask the Lord to forgive me. I am a Christian, and I've been writing down your Bible text, and I'm going to read over and share it with the other people that I know. I've already called in to get a book.
Okay, that is beautiful, dear lady. If anybody out there has fallen in these traps, God will forgive you, and God will deliver you, and he'll break the spirit of it. And so you have repented, and now you're going to try to help your family understand the wrong of this.
Thank you. God bless you.
Thank you. Let me right now pray for your family. Father, I pray for this dear lady and her family. Break that old spirit of the heathen world that is invading our nation. Pull it down and break its power and set our churches free to get back to the power of the scripture and the gospel of Jesus Christ and the mighty power of the Holy Spirit. Father, our children are suffering. Our children's lives are being torn apart because of the evil invading our nation. And we're praying for deliverance, Father. We're praying for a miracle of Holy Ghost revival sweeping America, delivering us from these false doctrines and false ideas and heathen practices and bringing us back to the Bible and to old-time Christianity. I claim that, Father, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And I feel the Holy Ghost. I hope you do. Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God bless you, dear lady. You know, God will deliver and God will forgive. Did you know that? God will deliver and God will forgive. Everybody out there should want a copy of this article. I can't imagine anybody that would just go the way of the world and go the way of this heathen trap, go the way of this heathen idea, and not want to turn around and become so biblical and so Christ-like and so saturated with the truth of the Bible. I don't understand why anybody would not want to do that. Why follow the way of the world? Why follow the principles of heathenism? Why go the way of these heathen practices? Even the Encyclopedia Britannica said it was heathen. Pagan? Of course that's what it is. Of course that's what it is. There's no doubt about it. There is no doubt about it. And the same is true with martial arts. It is heathen practices. No longer are Americans satisfied to just play ball or go to some sports in America. We got to bring all these other things into America and let them consume our families and consume our children and consume our little ones. Many parents are now taking their little boys and letting them learn martial arts and all of this as little kids and teaching them how to defend themselves. Do you know that angels defend little children? Did you know there's not a child born in this world that doesn't have an angel assigned to them? And did you know that I've got angels that watch over me? And you can have angels that watch over you? As an adult, you got to make that choice for yourself. I've made the choice. And I depend on them. They've kept me from many of a possible accident and many of a mistake situation. And I believe in the angels of the Lord, and you can trust in them. I promise you, you don't need judo. You got God's holy angels. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, there's nothing like having God's holy angels. Well, I'm looking here to see if I've missed anything, and I guess I haven't. Maybe you don't have a question. That's up to you. I'm glad to try to answer. I'm here to help you. I care about you. You are important. Here's one I believe is a question for me. Why do Christians go to Mormonism? Well, you know, I won't try to answer that today. That is indeed a good question, I must admit. But I'm not going to try to answer it. Global Jewish solidarity with Gaza. Oh, man, there's some liberal Jews that are really pitching a fit against Israel's effort to defend themselves. I am so amazed. I'm so amazed. They will even picket. They will do all kinds of crazy things. What a day we live in. You are on the air. May I help you, please?
I woke up this morning and I was thinking about our Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, a wicked and adulterous generation look for a sign, but the only sign that's going to be given them is the sign of Jonah the prophet. And I thought, where do we live? And I thought, wait, Jonah is Nineveh.
How about that? How about the only sign is of Jonah and the prophet? And remember, he went into the belly of the whale, a form of death, and God saved him and protected him, and the whale spewed him out.
And he went to that evil sea, and they repented.
Yes, they did. Let me tell you something. And I'm preaching to my evil city, and I'm believing for a revival, my brother. I'm believing for a Holy Ghost revival that's going to shake this city to the foundation. Now, you say, Brother Chambers, ain't going to happen. Well, I'm going to believe it is going to happen. And I'm going to trust him and believe him until they put me in the grave or I go up in the rapture.
And I got one question.
Yes.
Whose fault is it that people are so unbelievably ignorant of the Bible right now?
It's preachers, mainly. Preachers. Preachers go off to seminaries and they study under liberal professors, and they come out of there, they don't even believe the Bible. And if they believe the Bible, they'll get them one of these new versions that says it like they like it better.
I agree. Thank you.
Hey, another thing just come to my mind. It's in my notes, but I had not got to it. Water baptism. When a person is converted, the Bible teaches us they should be baptized in water. Now, what is the baptism of water representative of? Buried with Christ and resurrected to new life. If you believe in cremation, you have just destroyed water baptism.
How is it that so many people...
Is that right?
They're exposed to Eastern religion and the occult, and they don't even know it.
They don't even know. And the reason they don't is they've never been born again. There's no Holy Spirit dwelling inside of them. They don't have the mind of Christ like the Bible teaches us. They don't live in the Scripture. If they read the Bible, they read it like reading a novel or something, paying very little attention to the actual words. And even Christianity Today had an article recently, as liberal as they are, decrying the absolute ignorance concerning the Bible today. That's the only reason we're into cremation and the martial arts is because the Bible has been forgot about.
The world outside the church they don't know much about the Bible, but I found a lot of them know more about the Bible than people that sit on the pews every Sunday.
The people that listen to me know about the Bible because I've been giving it to them over 40 years now, and I just believe it's time for the Holy Ghost awakening in this city, and I feel it coming. I am finding more response, gentle, good Christian response from people out there wherever I go than I ever remember in my life.
Well, the leadership doesn't want it, but I believe the rank and file, if you could strike a match, I think this place would
be. Hey, I was at a funeral the other day here at the church, and a couple of Baptist preachers, I didn't mean to say Baptist, I meant to say preaching, and we was talking about King James Bible, and they into new Bibles, and in a few minutes, one of the members that was with them was walking away from them, and he said, I still got my King James Bible. He said it kind of quiet like. I said, yeah, and most of our members have King James Bibles. It's those dumb preachers that's gone into these new versions.
Exactly. They're impressed with the things of this world.
And they're impressed with what they would call intelligence. They're the high level of intellectualism. And their intellectualism has led them into believing what those people have said. The NIV is not even a Bible. It's a commentary.
Exactly.
It's a commentary. Anybody in the NIV is not reading a Bible. They're reading a commentary. And the people who did the translation agree they don't even believe that hell is a literal place.
Exactly. And they have no hunger for the Word of God, too, which is a very bad sign. That means you may have apostasy or a non-Christian in your pulpit.
A lot of the preachers have never believed. They're atheists, not atheists probably, but they are at least agnostics. They believe part of it, but they don't believe all of it.
I heard something that really excited me the other morning. I was listening to a program, and there was a Catholic priest on there, and I don't have any agreement with institutional Catholicism or anything, but he said something that was really good. He says, I've been involved in exorcism. He says, the devil really likes the priest to go to these exorcism services because, he says, like Jesus said, that Satan has desired you when he told Peter, he says, they want these people because if somebody goes in there and they don't really know the things of God, he says the demon will infest them.
Hey, that's powerful. And the priest said that.
Yeah. And he said, I was involved with an archbishop that was involved in exorcism, and he got into the world. He was not living righteous before God, and he said he became demon-possessed. He says, I went to the Pope, and we couldn't exorcise the demon.
So this is a Catholic preacher talking, a priest, talking about exorcism. Well, we've reached the day that I'm dedicating myself to exorcism here in our church. And I'm dedicating it to my audience. And since you're a believer with me, will you quietly pray as I pray for God to break the powers of the devil in this city? Father, I come to you in Jesus' name. Across Charlotte, I'm claiming a divine, marvelous move of the Holy Spirit. I'm claiming conviction. I'm claiming conversion. I'm claiming a marvelous deliverance from the powers of darkness. I'm claiming demon spirits being broken, Father, and where there's blindness and people do not know what has possessed them, that you will give them somehow understanding to seek an answer, to seek a hope for themselves. And Father, give us men and women of God who are full of the Holy Ghost and who can break these spirit powers and cast them out. And right now, I bind the spirit in those listening to me. Maybe they're blind and don't know it, but I bind the spirit, Father, and reveal to that person they need to be delivered and bring them to know deliverance. And I pray, Father, someone who's bound right now will just simply believe with me, touch their radio or their internet and be delivered, their computer, I'm sorry, and be delivered right now. I bind that power of the devil. Devil, you are defeated. Devil, Jesus has broke your power. Devil, you are a loser. Devil, you are on your last leg, and Jesus has won, and the victory is ours. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost today. I hope you do too, brother. Bless your heart. Hey, give us a call quickly. Give us a call quickly. I want to hear from you. I'm here to tell you, we are at the end. We're near the rapture. The devil is working overtime. He's using martial arts, the whole idea of cremation, and all these other dark forces. He's using them to entrap you, to keep you from coming to know truth. to keep you from understanding and being ready for that rapture that's going to happen any day before the seven-year tribulation period. The devil doesn't want you to be delivered. He doesn't want you to be raptured. He wants to control your life. And like that Catholic priest said, yes, you hang around people that are casting out devils who don't know what they're doing and don't have the power to bind that devil. And those devils will just play games with the whole crowd. He will play games. You know the story of the seven sons of one Sceva, a priest, who went to a man demon-possessed and prayed over that man concerning those demons and said, I pray for in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. And those demons said, Jesus we know and Paul we know, but we don't know who you are. You don't mess with demons, friend, till you get mightily full of the Holy Ghost. I can tell you, I've seen a lot of demons cast out, and I know I'm going to see more than ever before in my life. And this Sunday morning, tomorrow morning, I will be praying for the sick, and I will be casting out devils if a person shows up who is possessed and wants to be delivered. And we will be preaching now. I promise you, we will be preaching on heathen practices and doctrines. Heathen practices and heathen doctrines and casting out the spirit where people are possessed. And you can be delivered. You can be healed. God will give you a miracle. Ain't gonna be no junk going on here. Don't you worry about that. I don't allow that. You don't have to worry about something embarrassing. You don't have to worry about some crazy thing. I would stop anything that got out of order. That you know, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman, folks. The Holy Ghost is a gentleman. He does nothing that he doesn't do it rightly. Now, lines are open, 1-800-338-7884. That's 1-800-338-7884. So call quickly. I want to hear from you. Got about 7 minutes here to answer questions, to tell you how much we love you, to tell you that this Bible has given us the victory in this scripture is the truth. The Bible is infallible from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. Everything in it is true. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for correction, for instruction, for righteousness. All scripture, not just some of it. Somebody says the words of Jesus, that's the only things we live by. That's a false prophet who tells you that. No, 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 that is not true. The whole Bible is what you live by. The every word of this is the words of Jesus. He may actually spoke those that are in red, but he inspired every other word. Every other word. And you remember that. The Bible is the infallible word of God. Did you know the Bible said Jesus came in the volume of the book? It is written of me. In the volume? That means the whole of the book. It is written of me. The whole Bible is Jesus, friend. He is the living word. The Bible is the written word. And they are perfectly united and cannot be separated. They are one of each other and cannot be differently. Now, I want to hear from you. My email, where are all my email listeners today? What are you doing out there, folks? You're not even helping me out today with good questions. I want to help people get loose from cremation and the martial arts industry and turn to Christ with all their mind and their heart. And only Christ. And all you got to do is get in here and dig. Now, these two articles I'm giving you, Exposing Martial Arts. I didn't write this, but it's good. Really is. Exposing Martial Arts. And then I wrote Cremation, a Heathen Practice. Good quotes. Plenty of material. I mean, those two articles will educate you and give you some victory in your life. And then if you're involved in something, you can repent and God will forgive you. If there's power of spirits involved, they will be broken most likely when you repent. But they aren't broken when you repent. You find a good man of God that understands the things of God and God will deliver you. I'm telling you that God will deliver you. He never fails. You are on the air. May I help you, please? Yes.
Ed Blake.
Hey.
Carolina. Brother Ed. You know me, I know you.
Okay, Ed.
Same thing, Brother Joe. I'm going to tell you, we've got anybody, Brother, the Church of God preacher from Dallas won't even allow a ball team in his church. We don't allow nothing like it. Thank you for what you're preaching, Brother Joe. I preach the same thing and have people mad at me. But they're going to be that way, Brother Joe. They're going to be mad as long as we preach Jesus to them. Tell them their own family is going to be their worst enemy, and they'll get mad at you.
Well, we just preach the truth, brother. Jesus is coming, and I'm leaving. How about you?
God bless you, Brother Joe. We're fixing to go. We're not looking for a hole in the ground. We're looking for one in the sky.
That's right. And we're not looking to be cremated either, because this body is going to be buried if Jesus don't come in time before I die and resurrected. And I can't wait to come out of that grave and leave a hole.
And
you know, the Bible says that when we are resurrected, that the earth will open up and leave a hole where we came out.
They carried little Joseph bones all the way from Egypt, from over into the promised land.
God bless you. Yeah, they did. That's exactly right. Carried his bones. God bless you. You know, when you go to study in this Bible, it's an exciting book. And what I've said today, there's no way it's not biblical. I'm being honest with you. You can disagree until you turn blue, but I'm telling you, it's biblical. It's right on target, and I'm doing it for your good. I'm not doing it for my health, and I'll send you these articles. I'll be your friend if you never agree with me. I'll be your friend. We don't force somebody, if they visit our church, to be just like us. We teach them the truth, and the truth will set you free. Did you know that? The truth will set you free. Well, I would love to have some more questions. I'm waiting on you. It's been a joy. I want you to have these articles, so the ladies are standing by. And please understand, don't let yourself get caught up in the cremation. I mean, tell your family plainly, no, 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 and give them the reason. And call and get this article, okay? And get this article on the martial arts. And learn that there are good people all over this world who are preaching just what I'm preaching. Most of them are not on the internet, and most of them are not on the radio. But they're good men, good people, good saints of God who love the truth. And they're proclaiming the truth, declaring the truth. And I don't have any use for anything else. I have no use for anything else. All right. You on the air. May I help you, please? I only have a few seconds.
Yes, sir. I just want to make a comment on the martial art and Christianity. When you said you can't mix them, it says in Leviticus 19:19, you cannot mingle two seeds in the same field.
Yeah, isn't that beautiful? You cannot sow. And that's in Leviticus chapter 19, right?
Right, 1919.
1919, Leviticus 1919. Thank you, sir. God bless you. You know, that's good. That was exactly, I was thinking that myself. The Bible says never mix. God hates a mixture. I love you. The phones are open, 1-800-338-7884. 1-800-338-7884. And then the local number, 704-391-0588. Don't miss next week. Hey, don't you miss next week. If you miss next week, you are going to be sad that you did. I love you. I love you.